Matt LaFleur is dead set on hiring the right coach, not the right scheme, and this new crop of defensive coordinator reported interviews shows it.
You are Locked On Packers, your daily Green Bay Packers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet, and the show for fans who know what happened. They want to know why and how. Thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Make every moment more. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Some movement today in the Packers defensive coordinator searching process. One guy off the board, Bobby Babich from Buffalo. He was promoted to defensive coordinator. But when this started, one of the things that we talked about on this show was hire the coach, not the scheme. Hire the coach, not the scheme. Hire the coach, not the scheme. And when you look at where this list currently stands for the Packers and all of the different trees that these coaches come from, it's clear that Matt LaFleur sees the error in the way that this went down last time. Joe Barry and Ejiro Evero were really your last two. Chris Harris was a plucky, you know, upstart guy, but was not really meaningfully in the mix. After Jim Leonard refused the Packers' advances, they decided they wanted a Fangio tree coach. And so they hired someone to run the Fangio system. But now you're adding Denard Wilson, the passing game coordinator in Baltimore. He is a requested interview. And Zach Orr, linebackers coach in Baltimore, he is a requested interview. And when you look now at the list of guys that they have talked to, Brandon Staley comes from the Fangio tree. Christian Parker, he, in college, started with Mike Elko, and then Mike Pettine in the NFL, then Vic Fangio, then Vance Joseph. Bobby Babich is a Sean McDermott guy who is a Jim Johnson guy, and then also coached under Ray Horton. Different kind of vibe. You've got Denard Wilson. His background is incredibly varied. I just want to pause on this for a second, because I think Denard Wilson is the candidate right now that I would go, especially of the NFL guys and the guys who haven't done it before. This is the guy who has not been a defensive coordinator before who I would go, that's the guy. From DeMatha Catholic, which is an elite high school program. He was a former player, a scout for the Bears, a scout for 4 years. So understands player evaluation. He was a quality control coach for Steve Spagnuolo. Spags is one of the mad geniuses in the NFL. This defense this year, he was in his bag against the Ravens. He is one of the dudes, the few difference makers at defensive coordinator. Wilson was also the DB's coach for Greg Williams, Greg with two G's, who was for a time considered a kind of mad scientist in the NFL. Would blitz you to pieces. DB's coach for Todd Bowles. Speaking of will blitz you to pieces. Todd Bowles also comes from that Jim Johnson Eagles mantra. And then you got Jonathan Gannon. He's the DB's coach for Jonathan Gannon in Philadelphia. That's the kind of Fangio Saley quarter stuff. And then now he's the DB coach in Baltimore for Mike McDonald. That is about as varied an experience as you can have. He is a terrific communicator. He is one of those guys that Darius Slay, so they move on from Wilson and Philly. They bring in Sean Desai and Matt Patricia. And Darius Slay, after the season, is on the record saying we should have hired Denard Wilson. I don't know how much more you need to hear about that. And then with Zach Orr, he is a rising kind of star, more in that Christian Parker kind of vein, but he also has a varied past, even though he's only really been coaching for a few seasons here. Started with Dean Pease in Baltimore. Dean Pease was Matt LaFleur's defensive coordinator in Tennessee when he was the OC. Then he remains with Wink Martindale, who we know Matt LaFleur has a ton of respect for. Was in Jacksonville with Mike Caldwell. And then back to Baltimore with McDonald. That is a pretty cool group to have been a part of. But these are all different kinds. And then Aiden Durd is a Dan Quinn guy. So this is a pretty diverse group of candidates, not just, you know, the kinds of diversity that the NFL pretends to care about with the Rooney Rule and other things, but schematically diverse. And to me, this is just more evidence that Matt LaFleur is not saying we have to play this way, we have to play that way, we have to play a certain scheme. Hire a coach, let him do the job. Let him grow on the job, potentially. And maybe what has happened over the last year is informing the way that the Packers are approaching this search. Hey, we got all these young guys in, and they did really well. Matt LaFleur is a former young guy who comes in and gets his shot and grabs it by the balls. He's seen what this can be because he is what this can be. The Packers didn't just hire Matt LaFleur for his scheme. They hired him because they thought he was the right coach to shepherd them through the late stages of the Aaron Rodgers era into the next stage with the whoever era. And it turns out it's going to be Jordan Love. This is Matt LaFleur going to find his Matt LaFleur. Guys, you can't be any better prepared for what's happening right now than you are if you are an everyday listener of the show. We have been on it from the jump. Nary a retread in sight on this list. No one over 45 on this list. And they are hiring the coach, not the scheme. Now, there is a complicating bit here that we have to just mention with the Ravens because Ben Johnson is going back to Detroit. Bobby Slowick is going back to Houston, which means neither of those guys are going to Washington. That means there's two jobs left and two big names out there, Dan Quinn and Mike McDonald. It seems like Mike McDonald is going to get one of these jobs, which means he might bring Denard Wilson with him to be the defensive coordinator in Washington or in Seattle. If he does, he can't go to Green Bay. And that means Troy Weaver in Baltimore is in line to be the next guy potentially in Baltimore. So if the Packers like one of those two guys, and I continue to believe Wilson is high up there, not just for them, for me, but more importantly for them, then you got to act. You got to, when he's in the building, this is it. You got to go get him. You got to make sure he doesn't leave the building. No, you're staying. You're the new defensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers. There are these trickle-down effects from what's happening in these coaching places around the league. So just those are things that we need to have our eyes keenly trained on over the next couple days. The Senior Bowl is happening away from all of this coaching stuff. And I know that people can dismiss the draft and they go, I'm going to tune out. This is particularly important for the Packers, and I'm going to explain why in just a second on Locked On Packers. Passion, drive, patience. What brings home the winning trophy is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle, to level it up to peak performance. From superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has got you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to turn your car into the MVP and bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions do apply. eBay Guaranteed Fit only available to U.S. customers. And thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. Locked On has launched the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube. Locked On Sports Today, here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with the local experts of Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. I'm probably going to give this same rant when the combine rolls around and people go, it's the Underwear Olympics and it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. And whether you think it matters is kind of irrelevant to whether or not Green Bay thinks it matters. And the Packers think it matters. They have absolutely raided the Senior Bowl the last two drafts. Just in the last two drafts. Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, Devontae Wyatt, Grant DuBose, Jaden Reed, Carl Brooks, Dontavian Wicks, Luke Musgrave. That's like half your starting offense. Your top four receivers were all Senior Bowl receivers. Your starting tight end, your starting defensive tackle, all Senior Bowl guys that you took in the last two drafts. Jim Nagy, who's on the show last year and in the run-up to the season, we talked about this, that they've gotten all of these guys from the Senior Bowl. He used to work in Green Bay. He understands the kinds of players the NFL want. They scout like they're an NFL team. They give grades to these players. So we're not going to sit here and go into every single player that's at the Senior Bowl. But there is a lot of value this week. Now, I also want to caution you against getting into the day-to-day, the one-on-ones and, you know, this guy's looking good and that guy's looking good, or that guy's having a bad day, that guy's having a bad day. I'm going to contrast two players. Alan Lazard went to the Senior Bowl. Hurt. Did not perform well. Felt like he had to go, had to play hurt because he needed to help his draft stock. It did the opposite, and he ends up going undrafted. Meanwhile, Denzel Mims tests really well, goes out and shows he can run the full route tree. He ends up going second round, and he cannot even get reps on that same Jets team. Now, Lazard, you know, a healthy scratch as well, but actually has had a nice NFL career. Dayton Jones, who the Packers drafted because he went to the Senior Bowl and ate, was the only guy who could get past Eric Fisher, who ends up being the number one overall pick. It turns out that wasn't actually that impressive. But when you have someone like Carl Brooks, who comes from a lower level school, they come in playing out of position and just beat the crap out of everyone, that's when you go, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Those are the situations. It's usually the guys who actually have something to prove who can't put it on tape because of the league that they play in or the division of football that they play in. So there are guys there this week. Someone like Michael Penix has got a lot to prove this week. Because quarterbacks, you got to see them in person. That's just a thing. That's not a competition thing. And he played against the best of the best. He played and played well in a lot of big games. Someone like Quinyon Mitchell, the corner from Toledo. Yesterday, a lot of clips going around of Quinyon Mitchell. That's a guy from Toledo. You come to the Senior Bowl, you have an opportunity to put it on wax that you belong with these other guys. And then you got the position change guys too. Like that's important stuff. Hey, I'm a corner, but I'm going to go play safety. All right, you got to show you can play safety. Oh, you're a defensive end in college. You're going to play D tackle like Carl Brooks. Go rush the passer. Let me see it. Oh, you're a tackle. You're going to kick inside because you're size wise, short arms. Let's see you one-on-ones against these defensive tackles from Texas and South Carolina and Georgia. Let's see that. And then I think there are also going to be the guys who, they go to the Pac-12. And so someone like Jackson Powers Johnson, who had a really good first day, the center from Oregon, I need to get better at that. I need to get better at that. I will get better at that, I promise, as we get through draft season. But Oregon is this finesse team, right? That's the knock. Oh, they're a finesse. You can run outside zone with those guys, but like you can't run gap. You can't run power. Like those guys, they just can't do it. Holding up, bull rush, everything you want to do to him, speed to power. Those are the kinds of things you have to show. Christian Watson goes to the Senior Bowl and shows he's got flexible ankles. He can, and that seems like a weird thing, but he can snap off routes. He hasn't needed to do it a ton in this offense. He's not asked to do it a ton in this offense. I think it's something that they'd like to see him do more. It's frankly something I'd like to see him polish up a little bit as well, because if he does, there's like big time potential here. And the Luke Musgrave thing, I mean, I must have mentioned in the pre-draft a million times. I must have mentioned in the summer a million times. Was the fastest player on the field at the Senior Bowl at one point, or one of them. Well over 20 miles an hour at 6'5", 250. The guy can absolutely scoot. Well, we saw that on the field. We saw that on tape. We know that that's true. So, you know, I think when the Senior Bowl is done, when it's a full wrap, we will come back. We will confab. A ton of Locked On guys are down there. Our Locked On NFL draft guys are down there watching everything. We will get all of the information there. But I wanted, because I know if you are the kind of person who eats and breathes and sleeps this stuff, and if you're an everydayer listener, like I have to think you are the kind of guy who's on Twitter checking the clips, you see the stuff, you see Ladd McConkey just like toasting guys in one-on-ones. And by the way, all of those one-on-ones are totally tilted toward the offense, because in almost no situations are you really truly one-on-one on an island, two-way go, no side. I mean, they're in the middle of the field. Guys can't use the sidelines in man coverage. I mean, it's not a realistic situation for defensive backs to be in. Even in the slot where you have a two-way go in the middle of the field, you have help. You have a safety. You have linebackers. You have a boundary corner. You have places where if you're in zone coverage, you can go. Even if you have places in man coverage, you can go because of where your safeties are going to be, all those things. It's a showcase for the offense. And if you look good as a corner, that's probably a pretty good sign. So someone like Quinyon Mitchell, who has a nice first day, you go, this is something. Whereas if you're, you know, the kind of person who is predisposed to be a little more skeptical of these things, as I am, I think the trench stuff one-on-one is a little bit more telling. The receiver cornerback stuff, especially for receivers, I don't know how useful it is. I don't know how useful it is for the quarterbacks either, because this guy, I mean, you might be running in the NFL, you're going to run a three-step slant. This guy's trying to win. He's trying to show off. He's trying to get open. And so the rhythm is all messed up, and it's just not the ideal scenario for that. I don't think it's the Packers going down to Mobile and falling in love with someone because they're in Mobile or because of all these drills that they're doing. The scouting is, they've watched the tape. By the time you get down to Mobile, they've watched the tape. They know what the situation is with these players. And that is, it is a little bit of coincidence, But it is an extra opportunity. It is more information that you're gathering here with these guys. And then also, they've expanded the Senior Bowl. It's not just seniors anymore. And I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good thing for the game. I think that's a good thing for the NFL because it's more opportunities for these guys to come down and show themselves against this other competition, this other level. The Packers, I think, are just more willing to take some chances. Christian Watson was a big gamble. Carl Brooks, you know, it's day three, but still, that's a big transition. He is an atypical body type, making a difficult transition, who is not a great athlete by the testing standards. And the Packers said, nah, but we've seen this guy. We saw him on tape, beat every block, and we saw him at the Senior Bowl. We've got evidence that this works. Romeo Doubs, Nevada. Christian Watson, North Dakota State. Carl Brooks, Bowling Green. It's not a coincidence that they've hit on some of these. Luke Musgrave, Oregon State. Grant DuBose, Charlotte. Like Jaden Reed went to Michigan State. Devontae Wyatt went to Georgia. That stuff's on tape. Even Dontavian Wicks. Virginia, but like a lot of the ACC is kind of garbage. By the way, Dontavian Wicks, the most open receiver against man coverage this year. I just saw that stat yesterday. Unbelievable. I can't wait to watch Jordan Love and the rest of this offense, but he's the guy you have to be most excited about. He's the guy I'm most excited to watch next year of the guys coming back. I think he has a chance to really, really be awesome in this offense. Speaking of next year, Brian Gutekunst is going to address the media on Friday. And it's probably going to be the most stress-free end of year press conference that he's given in his tenure. We're going to talk about it in just a second on Locked On Packers. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks, and placing some super bets. I like to cook stuff on Super Bowl Sunday. I'm not an order guy, generally speaking. I like to make some sort of pizza roll kind of thing, or one of those pepperoni rolls. Oh, those things are unbelievable. If I knew how to make like stromboli, I would, but I don't. I'm not really a baker guy. I like to cook food, but I don't like to bake. But the Super Bowl snacks, that's half the fun. The other part of the fun, especially when your team's not in it, is the prop bets. The prop bets, that's the whole thing with the Super Bowl. And FanDuel has more than got you covered. Plus, new customers join today and get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more hits. Just hit that first bet, baby. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. And thanks to everyone who makes Locked On Packers their first listen every day. We hope you like starting your day with us as much as we like starting our day with you. Locked On Sports Today is here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with the local experts of Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. Brian Gutekunst on Friday is going to feel like Thanos in the last Avengers movie, where he's sitting out, he's looking out over his sunset and just feels at peace, at rest, because he did this. He made this team. He put this team together. It is an incredibly talented team. It is an incredibly fun team. It is a well-coached team. And the future is so, so bright for them. You go back to the early days. After 2018, 2019, you just hired Matt LaFleur. You just fired Mike McCarthy. I don't remember if he had done the end of year press conference before or after the LaFleur hire. It doesn't matter. That's a pretty big deal. And then after the 2019 season, you get your doors blown off. It's ugly. You go, okay, what's the future here? And it leads to, even though we didn't know there was going to be drama at the time, it leads to Jordan Love. And it leads to big questions. Is the roster put together the right way? Is Mike Pettine really the guy to shepherd this defense forward? There's a lot of difficult questions to be asked when you fall on your face the way that the Packers did in that 2019 season. And then after 2020, you lose at home. You have a quarterback talking about beautiful mysteries and not knowing what the situation is and not knowing if he's going to be back or who's going to be back. And everyone's going, what is happening? That leads to the spring of discontent in 2021. And then you have the 2021 season, the last dance. You've got to answer questions about Devontae Adams' future. You got to answer questions about Aaron Rodgers' future. You ultimately give him the contract. Okay, he plays in 2022. It doesn't go great. Now, hey, what's the deal with Aaron Rodgers? What's the future? Is he going to be back? What's the deal with Jordan Love? This team underperformed. How do you get back? All sorts of difficult, thorny questions. And maybe at that time, Brian Gutekunst already knew, we're trading this guy. I mean, we knew it's Super Bowl. All the rumors were out. Everyone was talking about it at Super Bowl. The Packers were taking calls, certainly, about Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron can pretend that he found out after the darkness that that was happening, even though he went on Pat McAfee's show Super Bowl week and said, yeah, that's interesting. Those conversations are happening without my knowledge. He was laying the groundwork for the they did this without me. But he knew then that was before the darkness retreat. He announced the darkness retreat on that same episode. So I don't want to get into the whole, you know, I don't want to do a close reading of the McAfee show notes. But that's what happened. But now that's gone. And you've built this team. And this team, no glaring holes really on the roster that you have to go, oh, we can't win if we don't have this, if we don't make this change. That doesn't exist right now. Like they could, safety is a place where you'd like to upgrade some spots, but Savage, Ford, Owens, and AJJ, fine. It was fine this year. It could be fine next year. It could even be better. Another year in the system. Well, I guess not a system, but another year in the NFL for Anthony Johnson Jr. Bring back Darnell Savage on a cheap deal. I think he's pretty scheme versatile. Those other guys you got to bring back. You got to bring back one of them probably. Devondre Campbell you move on from, but you got Isaiah McDuff. You feel fine about that. Draft someone. Not really a lot of questions. Like what is the drama? What is the pressing issue that he has to solve? There really isn't one. And I think that just, it speaks to how far this team has come, how much has changed in just a few years, really, for Brian Gutekunst. So he deserves a lot of credit for protecting his peace in that way. And he only is able to do that because he set up this team to be in this position that they're in right now. And that's a really good position. You need to stay absolutely dialed in on what we're doing over at The Leap. Jason Hirschhorn, America's guest, has been all over the coaching search. I wrote about it again today. This is going to happen soon, I think. And so be prepared. We're going to go live. If I had to guess right now, I think it's going to be Denard Wilson. But it seems to change every day. We were waiting for more info. It still kind of seems a little secretive. But we're gonna get it all figured out, I promise. Follow me on Twitter, @Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to come hang out with us when we go live, like we will when the Packers hire a defensive coordinator, go check us out on our YouTube page so you can stay Locked On Packers.